Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today I'm bringing the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, last weekend was great for getting outdoors and doing some fishing. However, it's getting cold this week, and looking ahead, at the weekend, it's going to get even colder. If the forecast holds, we're probably going to be seeing some ice cover on lakes and ponds in the region. At Black Hawk Lake, water levels are just below crest elevation, and water clarity is around 1 foot. Last I checked, water temperatures were in the low 40s, but they're definitely going to be dropping over this coming weekend. So far, the walleye fishing has continued to be pretty good. Now, there have been some anglers that have struck out, but others that have caught limits recently. So the fish are biting, but you might have to experiment to find what's working and move around to find actively feeding fish. The inlet bridge and the bay on the north side of it has been a popular place that has produced some walleye recently, but the town bay area can also be good. Many of the fish are in that 14 to 16 inch size range, but some real big fish have been caught too. And when I say big fish, I mean 27 to 29 inches. Now for those walleye, try casting hair jigs, twisters, or other plastics from shore. Some anglers are tipping their jigs with a minnow, but I would say it's not necessary. I've mentioned earlier, if you want to focus on larger fish, then it might be worth sizing up your bait. For example, use a 4 inch twister instead of a 2 or a 3 inch one. Now, evenings are usually good times to try, but a lot of these fish have been caught in the early to mid-afternoons. The daily bag limit for walleye at Black Hawk Lake is 5 fish per day, and there are no length restrictions. Again, that's 5 walleye per day at Black Hawk Lake, and there are no length restrictions. Now, if you're on the hunt for muskie, then Black Hawk is also a good lake for that, too. Now, we've had some anglers up this past weekend that boated 4 muskie in one trip and had several other follows. So when it comes to muskie fishing, that's a good day. 3 of those muskie were even over 40 inches. So focusing on the town bay area for those muskie is a good start, but they could be anywhere out there. Now don't forget about the trout fishing opportunities that we have around northwest Iowa right now. The DNR has stocked Moreland Pond, which is west of Fort Dodge along Highway 20, and Bacon Creek, which is on the east side of Sioux City, each with about 1,500 rainbow trout several weeks ago. So there should still be plenty of fish in there for anglers to catch. The Ida County Conservation Board stocked Moorhead Pond, which is on the west side of Ida Grove, with about 850 trout a couple weeks ago. So these are all great opportunities to catch trout in a part of the state that can't normally support them. Small, flashy lures like MEP spinners, panther martens, and rooster tails work great for these fish. If you want a bobber fish, you can also use a piece of nightcrawler, a small live minnow, or Berkeley trout bait, and that works good too. Now remember that you do need a trout stamp in addition to your regular fishing license to fish for or keep trout. And the daily bag limit is 5 trout per day, and there are no length restrictions. So all of these fish are stocked at what we call a put and take size. So the fish are anywhere from 12 to 16 inches at some of these lakes. Now kids under 16 can fish without a trout stamp as long as they are with a properly licensed adult. But in that event, they have to limit their bag to a combined 5 trout per day. Well, with this being the week of Thanksgiving, a lot of folks are probably getting together with friends and family. Hunting and fishing is a great activity to do with family and friends, and there are a lot of opportunities available right now. Cottontail rabbit and squirrel seasons are still open. Waterfowl hunting for ducks and geese is open in all 3 of Iowa's waterfowl zones. Pheasant hunting is open. And as this cold weather forecasted for this coming weekend sets in, pheasant hunting should get better. Those birds will get easier to find as they'll spend more time in heavy cover and won't spread out in the cut cornfields as much. There's a lot of public hunting opportunities in Sac County and the surrounding counties that have great heavy habitat for that cold weather. So don't overlook those places as those birds will start to pack in there as this weather goes south. And as always, don't forget that blaze orange for everyone that's hunting. Now hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend. And if you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid out hunting or fishing this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping y'all have a happy Thanksgiving weekend.